Hello, people. Once again, welcome to Slick Talk Show today. Edinburgh was beautiful. Edinburgh was beautiful today. The sun was there. Such a beautiful sunny day again in Edinburgh. Had a chance to go out there and do some running. I mean, that's what happened now with the confinement is... or the lockdown is now. I'm doing stuff that I didn't think that I'd be doing. For example, I'm not a runner, but since lockdown, you find myself enjoying running and doing a little bit of cycling as well. So it's been a good day, and I'm happy, especially for Monday here in Edinburgh. It doesn't happen like that all the time. So today's show, we will have to bounce back to talk about a little bit of football again. One thing we need to talk about today, I thought it would be best to talk about, obviously with the Premier League, the football starting around the 17th of June, is basically to talk about Liverpool. They've been just fantastic for the last season. Obviously, they didn't make the final. They didn't make the quarterfinal for the Champions League. They didn't progress on the later stage of the Champions League. But in terms of the league, in terms of the Premier League, they've been, they've been unstoppable. Nobody can stop Liverpool. At the moment, they have 25 point difference. They have 0.25 point difference on top of everybody. They've got few top players on the team at the moment. And I think for me, the most valuable person from Liverpool squad is Klopp, the manager. I mean, he's been a terrific, fantastic manager. When Pep Guardiola joined Man City, I think everybody everybody put the money on Man City, obviously taking over the league, which they did. I think they did that for two seasons almost. But then Klopp and his squad just take that. They took that to the next level. But I have to say, whatever Klopp is doing now is definitely because of Pep Guardiola, because I believe Pep Guardiola put the pressure mostly on all those top managers. And I think Klopp basically answered. And he answered big time. I mean, last season, Champions League, this season is... he demolished every single team completely. I mean, 25 points in the Premiership, where mostly everybody more or less have, in terms of the TV money, it's equitable, but it's not as big. I mean, the share is just good enough for each and every one team. You know, if you go to Spain, for example, you find that Barcelona and Real Madrid have the biggest share in La Liga. But here in the Premier League, the money is not shared equally, but it's kind of fair. I mean, you can be Everton and you'll be able to pay more or less the same salary than a top team like Man City, Liverpool, or Manchester United will pay for the players. So This is not easy, to be 25 points ahead of everybody in the Premier League. It doesn't happen overnight. They were just so good. I mean, they were just so good. And you look at the squad. You look at the squad of Liverpool. There's no box office player like when you see Ronaldo or Messi or Iniesta or Hazard from Madrid, they've got player like Mane, very quiet guy, You know, it doesn't bother anybody. You just turn up and play. You've got Salah. Again, you know, those are a star player. I don't think they're super, super star. They're star player. But they fit so well within the team. Firmino, you've got Anderson. And then you've got, you know, the captain, Van Dijk. You know, you've got Robertson. They've got just such a talented group of players. Are just willing to go out there and play football, and that's it. They don't want to do anything, they just want to go out there and play. But then they've got the most valuable person in the group is Klopp, the manager. He's the biggest fan of his own team. And I think the player can actually relate to that. They can see how he move about whenever they do something good on the field, or when somebody scored a goal, when he jump up and down, you can see on his eyes how crazy he is, you know, for his team. And this is just the manager. So I believe his drive and passion is feeding to his player as well. And I believe that's why for me is the most valuable person for the Liverpool squad. I mean, this is unbelievable what he's done for the past 2 years. Last year, Champions League. This year, he's about to close out the Premier League. For me, being a Manchester United fan and looking at Liverpool, I mean, just a couple of miles away from Manchester, is really, really hard. But sometimes you just have to put your heart off and say, look, man, that team is just really good. They're just really good. There's no denying they're just really good. And I think if they keep the same crop of player and keep the manager, I can see them being a dynasty. I can see them being a dynasty in front of Man City and Manchester United. I'm looking at Pep Guardiola's face now from Man City. He is just out of sort at the moment. He can't reply. He just couldn't find a way to stop the bleeding, you know, at the beginning of the season. Because Liverpool mindset was, we're going to win all our game. We're going to win the Premier. You can clearly see every time they step in, they knew they were going to win the game, regardless of the play against. They were I think they were very unlucky to lose the game against Atletico de Madrid. They were just very unlucky. They're just so good at the moment, so talented, and that's down to the MVP, which is the most valuable person, is Klopp, the manager. This is the manager. He's the guy who drive the team, who put all that patience, that passion, all through to each of those players. And for me, I think that's something that most managers now in Premier League should look at. I think when Pep Guardiola came to the league, the mindset, obviously, to the league was to look at Man City way of playing, Man City culture. And obviously, he tried to copycat that in every single team. But now, it will change then now to Klopp and figure out how can we beat that team next season? How can we stop them? The challenge about those teams, especially a team winning like that, as for example, coming from Liverpool, is how can you come back? How do you do that? Coming back from a Champions League win, and coming back the season after and deciding, okay, that's not enough. We're going for the Premier League now. That has to come from someone and someone only. That has to come from the manager. This is not easy. When you're successful, what happens is you might just take a break. You might just say, God, I worked so hard last season. I'm just going to sit back, relax a little bit, and wait maybe one or two seasons and come back again. I've never been a player in the Premier League. I'm just saying, if I'm so successful, I will feel like that because you're just really tired. The only way I can come back the next season, and be just as much, and be so ready for the season is because I've got somebody in my ears and I'm listening to, and that has to be the manager. Those players, they get paid a lot of money just to go and play football. But trust me, the manager They get the money when they can manage and they can motivate the player to come back strong and strong every season. That's why we believe that Alex Ferguson is definitely, let's just say, a Hall of Famer manager here in the UK. Because with Manchester United, he managed to keep that motivation and that keep that drive with every single player. And bear in mind, there's been a turnover of player coming and going under him, under Sir Alex Ferguson. But he managed to win. Not every season, but he managed to win at least one every year. Something. Just bring something back on the table. Bring something back on the trophy cabinet. And I can see something like that happening at the moment in Liverpool. Klopp is just, it's been terrific. That's all I can say about it. It's been terrific. His level of motivation is, I just don't know. I don't know what he's drinking. I don't know where he's getting that drive. I know he's a German, but damn, he's somebody that I wish maybe we could have had in Manchester United. I'm not saying I'm happy with what we have at the moment. I'm happy with the young coach we have at the moment. But Klopp is just something else. And his captain, Van Dijk, obviously, is taking that on. You know, when he goes on the field, transfer that to all the players around him as well. So that, you know, it's like an extension of the coach, basically, on the pitch. I can see that. But Klopp is the MVP. It should be locked as right now as the number one manager in the world. He's the number one manager in the world. And I wouldn't be surprised if a team like Madrid or Barcelona come out and, you know, try to take him away from Liverpool. Because obviously, if you want the best team out there, you want the best of the best in your team. That's just simple. I don't think Manchester United will go for him because he's just living right in the corner. And I don't think he will leave Liverpool to go to Manchester United. But I can see him, you know, looking up and saying, maybe in the next few years, I wouldn't mind going to Spain and manage maybe Madrid or Barcelona. I think when you get to that level, you get a chance. You should have that opportunity to pick and choose wherever you want to go. And it deserves to have that chance. I don't think Liverpool will keep him. I don't think he will stay in Liverpool. I think he has a great situation in Liverpool, definitely. But if you're a top manager like that and you're doing good like he's doing, he will look elsewhere, like Madrid or Barcelona, to go and coach and see how he can also prove himself in that department. Because Pep Guardiola now can say he won in Spain, he won in Germany, and he won in England. Okay, he wouldn't say that about Champions League, but Pep Guardiola, in terms of the league, he won mostly on all the biggest league in Europe now. The only league he hasn't been to is probably Serie A, which is Italy. So he probably try that, you know, after Man City and see what he can do over there. But as far as I'm concerned, at the moment, Jurgen Klopp is the MVP. He is the MVP, and I'm very happy. Although it's painful for me to see, coming from being a Manchester United fan, but you have to put heart off for where it is and say, look, Liverpool are just really, really, really good. And again, I'm looking at the player, Mane, Firmino. They don't have that, what we call that, that box office type of charisma like Ronaldo, but when they come as a team, oh man, they play like superstar. Those guys are just superstar player. They don't have the profile of a superstar, but they are superstar player. And it's nice to see. It's nice to see how... But you also have to agree. He was given time to mold that team in the way he wanted them to play football. He was given time to do that. You know, most managers now, they don't get that time when they get hired from a football team. They don't get that time to mold, to bring their own strategy, bring their own culture, and see how that can change in the next 1, 2, 3 seasons. You got to give more time. And Klopp was given the time. He was given the time to make the change, and now you can see the fruit. He won the Champions League. He's about to win the league. He's so far ahead. He's so far ahead on the league now at the moment. 25-point ahead. And I reckon next year again, there's a chance he's going to win something. I don't know if they will win the league, because I believe that Manchester United will come through. I believe that Chelsea will come back a little bit stronger. Tottenham will come back a little bit stronger. Arsenal will come back a little bit stronger. Man City, obviously, they keep spending money. They will come back stronger. So I believe there's going to be more. There's going to be more team fighting next season. But Liverpool will still be on the mix. I bet you they're still going to be on that mix. And that will be down to one man and one man only. That's the manager, the most valuable person, Jurgen Klopp. So let me shift to this again. You guys have seen what happened in the US the past few days. At the moment, the whole story is dominating, at the newspaper, social media, and still back in the US, you can see the protest goes on because of the police brutality and unfortunately killing a police officer, killing a black man called George Floyd. And this pretty much resonates to everybody, even here in the UK. In London, there's been protest about that peace process, I have to say. And pretty much everybody is talking about that at the moment. And probably a few days ago, I mentioned that on my podcast. And I thought today would be also for me an opportunity to say something about that. I mean, being a black man and living here, you know, we all have experienced racism at some point in our life. You know, we know it's still out there. Living in the UK, obviously, we don't get the dynamic that obviously the black people in the US get over there. But we can clearly see that what happened. I mean, when I saw the video and I didn't see the whole video because it was so hard for me to watch. But the few seconds I was watching that, it looked like me being on the floor, or my son or my dad or anybody black being on that floor. It's just suddenly just resonate like that. And it's difficult. It's difficult. And I wish everybody, white, black, whatever race or religion you believe into, we should all put ourselves together and fight that racism around the world. And, you know, we know things cannot change, like, on the fly. But what we can do, we can just start having that conversation. Talk to each other. Understand that whatever is happening, and it's so amazing what's happening now. I'm not saying amazing, obviously, because somebody died. But what's happening at the moment is unbelievable because of the COVID-19, first of all. We all know it's happening around the world. And everybody's on lockdown, pretty much watching everything. So when something like that happened in the US, it felt like it happened back here in the UK. It felt like it happened in France. It felt like it happened in Cameroon. It felt like it happened in every single part of the world. So everybody, we all feel like we have a responsibility to do something and to talk about that. So for me, it was nice to see the white people. It was nice to see everybody, not just the white people, everybody, every single background, to get together and have a conversation, a peaceful protest, you know, to make ourselves heard in a community, to say, look, there's no white, there's no black, there's no Chinese, there's no that. We all one. We all human being. We all human being. We're doing the same thing. We should all have the same right. It's not about color. You should not be judged about your color. Not in 2020. It shouldn't be like that anyway, regardless of the time. But it happened before. Now we want to move on from that. It's going to take some time. It's going to take some time to get there. But anytime there's a conversation out there about that, not just between black people, but with every single ethnicity in the world, this is what is needed now to make the change. And make the change not only in America, make the change here in the UK, make the change in China, make the change in Cameroon, make the change in every single part of the world. We should make the change. And understand that you see a black or white person, you should be looking like, oh, this is a black. No, it should be, this is a human being just passing by. This is how we should be looking at. We should be looking at each other, between us a human being. And I hope really that the strong and hard conversation that goes on around the world at the moment help some people really hasn't grasped of, you know, what racism it is, you know, against black people. This has been a shocking experience, and I can see why. I can understand the protest. I can understand why people are very, very angry. But I'm very optimistic, and I believe that things at some point, now we're having the talk with everybody, not just between black people, every people from the society having that same conversation. I believe that a change is coming. And I'm just asking everybody not to stop talking about the issue. Be together, hold hand. Do not look at the color. Just look at the person. And be humble. Be happy. And just embrace everybody the same way you'll embrace your mom, the same way you embrace your daughter, your kids, your family, whoever you love. Just look everybody the same. So that would be my take on that. And I think my final take, obviously, in terms of George Floyd. And once again, I'd like to give my respect and condolences to the family. So, once again, guys, thank you very much for listening to the show today. Hopefully tomorrow you stay tuned and I'll bring some more content. And be there on time. 8 to 9 o'clock p.m. UK time. Thank you very much. Bye.